The first scene is from The Diary of Adam and Eve.
I am almost a whole day old now. I arrived yesterday. I feel like an experiment. It would be impossible for a person to feel more like an experiment than I do.
This new creature with the long hair is a good deal in the way. It's always hanging around and following me about. I don't like this. I'm not used to company. I wish it would stay with the other animals.
I followed the other experiment around yesterday afternoon, at a distance, to see what it might be for, if I could. But I was not able to make it out. I think it is a man. I had never seen a man, but it looked like one. And I feel sure that that is what it is. I realized that I feel more curiosity about it than about any of the other reptiles. I was afraid of it at first and started to run every time it turned around, for I thought it was going to chase me. But by and by I found it was only trying to get away. So, after that, I was not timid anymore, but tracked it along several hours, which made it nervous and unhappy. At last, it was a good deal worried and climbed a tree. I waited a good while, then gave it up and went home. Today, the same thing over. I have got it on the tree again.
Been examining the great waterfall. It's the finest thing on the estate, I think. The new creature calls it Niagara Falls. Why, I am sure I do not know. Says it looks like Niagara Falls.
During the last day or two, I have taken all the work of naming things off his hand, and this has been a great relief to him, for he has no gift in that line and is evidently very grateful. He can't think of a rational name to save him, but I do not let him see that I am aware of his defect. Whenever a new creature comes along, I name it before he has time to expose himself by an awkward silence.
The naming goes recklessly on in spite of anything I can do. I had a very good name for the estate, and it was musical and pretty. Garden of Eden. Privately, I continue to call it that, but not any longer publicly. The new creature says it is all woods and rocks and scenery, and therefore has no resemblance to a garden. Says it looks like a park, and does not look like anything but a park. Consequently, without consulting me, it has been new named Niagara Falls Park. This is sufficiently high-handed, it seems to me.
All the morning, I was at work improving the estate, and I am purposely kept away from him in the hope that he would get lonely and calm. But he did not.
And already there's a sign up, keep off the grass. My life is not as happy as it was.
I gathered flowers and made them into wreaths and garlands and clothed myself in them while I laid my luncheon, apples of course. Then I sat in the shade and wished and waited. But he did not come.
She has littered the whole estate with execrable names and offensive signs. This way to the whirlpool. This way to Goat Island. Cave of the Winds that way.
But no matter. Nothing would have come of it, for he does not care for flowers. He called them rubbish, and cannot tell one from another, and thinks it is superior to feel like that. That night, after working late, I couldn't get home back. It was too far and turning cold, but I found some tigers and nestled in among them and was most adorably comfortable, and their breath was sweet and pleasant because they live on strawberries.
I get no chance to name anything myself. The new creature names everything that comes along before I can get in a protest. And always the same pretext is offered. It looks like the thing. There is the dodo, for instance. Says the moment one looks at it, one sees at a glance that it looks like a dodo. It will have to keep that name, no doubt. Dodo looks no more like a dodo than I do.
When the dodo came along, he thought it was a wild cat. I saw it in his eye, but I saved him. And I was careful not to do it in a way that could hurt his pride. Although I thought maybe he was a little piqued that I knew the creature when he didn't, it was quite evident that he admired me.